Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey joins us right now, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Wendy.
All right, no skirts or knee socks at Mount Carmel High School, huh?
No, not in the, for the long-term future, it sounds like. Mount Carmel, the prominent all-boys Catholic school on the south side, they sort of shocked their alumni base earlier this year by saying they were considering going co-ed in the 2023 school year. And from our experience from other announcements like this around the area, that usually when they say they're thinking about it, it means they are. A lot of all-boys schools have gone co-ed, like Loyola, Marist over the years, just as an attempt to stay relevant and to, you know, bring in more students. But Mount Carmel announced yesterday they listened to their alums, they listened to their parents, they listened to their students, who were overwhelmingly against the idea of breaking this 122-year-old tradition. And they said, we're not going co-ed. It's off the table for good.
Forever. Never happening.
Forever. Forever and ever.
Well, that's their decision. My husband went to an all-boys school. That's Loyola Academy. Now, that's co-ed now?
That is co-ed now, yes. It's, a lot of these have just fallen by the wayside. And, with strong results, usually, obviously, you add a whole half the world is able to go to those schools now. And it really bolsters, just the enrollment. But
yeah.
Mount Carmel said it's something that it's sort of becoming unique to their school in Woodlawn.
Yeah.
And they wanted to hold on to it.
Well, to each his own. It's their decision. Let's talk rainbow cone, because I am a type of person who does not like to mix flavors, yet the way rainbow cone does it is incredible.
That's right. Right. This is sort of the opposite story from Mount Carmel, which is holding on to tradition. Rainbow cone is which had been in Beverly. It's been in Beverly for, for 90 years. They're really now pushing to expand all over the country. With their iconic rainbow cones, if you haven't been to the Beverly location or some of the ones they've opened in the suburbs, you've probably seen it at Taste of Chicago. They stack the different flavors. They slice them and put them on top of each other and get a whole rainbow cone.
They slice them. Seamus is right. Not scoops. They're slices. It's incredible.
It's a lot of ice cream, and you're right. If you don't like to mix it, this is not. You better stick to something else. But they announced this week they're opening up franchises now. So if you want to run a rainbow cone, there's 12 different states, all of the ones surrounding us, as well as Arizona, Florida. We've got a lot of rainbow cone lovers who have moved down there for warmer climates. So if you want to open one, a standalone store will cost you about $1.2 million. So hope you saved up your money for retirement.
If not, look for one of the trucks at any of the Bona Beefs, because they merged with them in 2019. Really, really good. And really quickly, a Star Wars action figure garden. My husband is a Star Wars aficionado. Rebel Force Radio is his podcast if you want to listen. But he will want this. A little library in Rogers Park. Tell us about this.
Right. Send him up to Rogers Park near the Howard Street Beach. This is a silly story, but why not? A guy by the name of Orion Cooling decided to sort of make a guerrilla garden in this outside the beach park. It's a small little plot of land along Howard Street. And he put down a mat, he put down mulch, he planted flowers, and he filled it with Star Wars figures, action figures, and other, some of the spaceships involved with Star Wars. And the whole idea is just for kids to come by, play with them, take one home if they want. He said he's got a closet full of them. Honestly, don't a lot of us? I know I do.
Yes.
So he's going to keep replacing them as they start to disappear. And it's already been a hit. He installed it on Friday. And we stopped by, and there's just some kids having fun. He's explaining who the characters are and really just keeping it alive. So don't tell the city. It was a sort of a guerrilla garden, but he said he'll take it down in the fall when it gets cold. But yeah, just kind of fun. It's at Howard Street and East Lake Terrace on the far, far north side.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Seamus Toomey. May the force be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you very much.